going to start the end of the parsha, then we go back to the beginning, because we never get to the end. The parsha says over the Maise with the Mekoshish. Like this word, Pasuk Lamidbeis, Vayubnei Yisrael Bamidbor, Vayimtzu Ish Mekoshish Eitzim Biyoyim HaShabbos. ויקריבו איסוי המויצים מסמקוישס, איסוי מקוישס עצים אל מוישה, ויניחו איסוי במשמו כי ליפור אשמה יעשה. אז חזל סב זה מייסב למקוישס. And the more brings down that מקוישס לשם שומעים נסקבי. Why? Because Christ over in the meatball. And he felt that if he would be Michal Shabbos b'Faresia, and they would kill him, people would understand the Chomer of Shabbos. Not people in their own private house, they could do what they want. So he was Michal Shabbos b'Faresia. He knew that you caught, Moshe takes you and kills you. But people will have the matzah of all your Shabbos. So they state in Chazal, that Mekoshesh l'shem Shomayim niskar. Laser. I'm waiting for you. That the Mekoshesh was Hashem Shamayim Niskav. Is a das came from Balei HaTeisvus. The das came from Balei HaTeisvus. And this pasuk, he brings down, Amur Rabbi Seinu, Il Molei Shamu Yisrael Shabashniyo Lo Yisholto Bohem Kol Uma. And how we know that this was a Shabbos Shniyo? Nichsu vayiu vayimtzu. Teichem lehavaya shenitztavu misa Shabbos motzu mekoishes. Ilmole klal Yisrael kept the second Shabbos. We know ilmole klal Yisrael keep two Shabbos as Mashiach comes. This was before that time. But if klal Yisrael would keep two Shabbos straight, the girl would never have shlita.
The next two Shabbos didn't keep.
What?
The next two Shabbos didn't keep.
Vice is the first two Shabbos were the main two Shabbos, and could be taken after it, really was a pilze. Really a chulsha and Shabbos. But in Mole Yisrael, the Shomu, and the Shabbos Ashniyo, the Sholto Bohem, Uma. So the Achronim of Masbir, I heard once a very good marshal, was a king. He told his minister, when you're going to that country, don't bet on nothing. Remember I told you, I will kill you. Just don't bet on nothing. The person came and came an argument with the people had tiny that he's a given. How do you say given in English, laser?
Okay.
In the back, he has like a bump, like a camel.
Punchback.
What?
Hunchback.
The kids said, everyone tiny that he has a hunchback. The kids are whole island making fun of him. Now he knew that he doesn't have it. Kids in the Mamish was a matzah. Oh, matzah, the Kashin Arayat, the matzah was a given. It came to a matzah that the guys told him, you know, we're matzah to bet. $1,000,000. Take off your shirt. If you don't have a hunchback, you get $1,000,000. And if you have, you have to give. So he said, you know, the king told him not to bet, but here he knows he doesn't have a hunchback. It doesn't work. So he bet, and he got $1,000,000. So he finished his trip, he comes back to the king, and the king tells him, no, you bet? He said, the Maisa, I kept everything. Just once, I'll tell the king here, you know, the king, you're my king, I could get $1,000,000. You know, they told me that I have a hunchback, yeah? I don't have, right? So they bet with me, so I took off my shirt. So the king told him, at this moment, I lost half of all of my money. Because before you left, I bet with a person if he will manage to take off your shirt in that country. And that guy told me that he will manage to take off your shirt. And I said, I have soldiers, he will never manage to take off your shirt. And he said, he's asking to bet with me the king and half of my money that he will manage to take off that person's shirt. And now that you took off the shirt in front of this person, I lost half of my money. The Mekoshesh Gimei L'Shem Shomayim. He will just mechal Shabbos, one day will kill him. But Klal Yisrael will keep Shabbos. He doesn't have, if he would keep Shabbos, Klal Yisrael will be in a matzav l'netzach and a ander a matzav. A person thinks sometimes, if he will go to camp in the middle of his man, yeah, to Russia, to France, and all of the Mexico, and over the Golem Golden, yeah, Chalai, all of the places. He will do such a great zach. He doesn't have, he will stay in Yeshiva, no one will be sick. He left Yeshiva, he went to these places, and people meet to the children and he needs to be mekar with them. And he thinks, I came back with $1 million. There he can get it less, but no mashana, yeah? He thinks he made a favor. He doesn't have, this shows a person, a maid doesn't mach l'shem shamayim. This person came to the king, I bet $1 million for the king. The king tells him, we lost. He took off his shirt. Person doesn't have, sometimes he skips a shachis to be in Seder in time. I'm not saying that he doesn't have to be in Seder in time. But this day it's all wants him. He doesn't have, today was a gzera, because Baruch Hu knows that the Zvob Sivan by him is a grace to talk. That if he davens in that day, my Yonas HaChokhma open. So come to Sotan. Today, Chab, the Seder is waiting for you. Chab Tefillah today. He lost all the my Yonas HaChokhma that I had to give him. The same thing for Kel. Person has, you know, everyone has moments that moments changed them. And he became a big Tamil Chokhma for that Elikim moments. As that moment comes, that day he decides for 3 days, stays in his house, doesn't come to Yeshiva. These are the 3 days that if he would live, he would become the God of Lado. The Mayoleh HaChokhma are open. He has a big mitzvah to do these days. The Mekoshesh. The start of Parsha. Moise Minyan. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Shlach lecho anoshim v'yosu 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 v'yosu. What is Ish Echod Lamatei Avoisot Tishlochu? So I heard from Levi, the Gevaldik Gevot. I didn't hear exactly on the phone from who it was exactly, but it was a beautiful vote. He said like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, what is Ish Echod? He brings a medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to send from all of the Shvatim. It's two Shvatim that he didn't want to send. From Yehuda and Yosef. Why? Yosef spoke Lashonara and the Achim. And Yehuda was on Yosef. So he said, this Bali Lashonara, you know, for the Shinzach of the Mishpacha. It's better not to send them. But Yehuda sold Yosef, I don't know. Yehuda was Mekabel Lashonara, and Yosef was saying Lashonara and the brothers. Everyone in the Gosan. So it could be a Pesach Yisrael here. And Hashem told him, now they're Beseda, Tzadikim, somewhat, the past. But Hashem was shown. The truth is, the only two Meraglim that survived was Yeshua Mishevet Yosef and Kolam Mishevet Yehuda. These are the only ones that survived Taka. So first he said, Ish Echod means these two that he didn't want to send, Hashem told him that he has to send. And if this medrash is right, I don't know exactly what I'm saying, the way I'm saying it, it's like in Gishmak that Yeshua koyat silchom atzas meraglim, and Yikolev went to Tavon and Kivrei Avos. And we'll see later if we'll have time in the parasha why after these two needed support, why these two are doing extra job. Could be fakir because they had in the genes. They knew also the time of Moshe Rabbeinu that they have Epes Amokah. Could be fakir. But we see the other way around. A person thinks sometimes, Chodesh Kim Yichus, I don't have the future, I'm a bad bachur for years, I didn't learn Yeshiva Kedav in the Sif. There's no chance for me. These people that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to send, these are the two that survived. And the other ones don't survive. That's what I heard today from Levi, Shein Avot. So Rashi says, Shlach lecho anoshim, lo mo nisucho parshas meroglim parshas miryom, fi shelok sal iski dibo, v'shoim alolu roru v'lo ilukhu muso. They saw she spoke with Shonara, look what happened to her, and they didn't take muso. So before I started the Kliyoko, a beautiful vault, the Kliyoko, this reservation for Meraglim was a long time. Doesn't say that they claim that they want Meraglim now. They already came for a long time. And Moshe was holding it behind. When the story with Miriam happened, so he said, perfect! Now everyone saw what is the Shonara, I will send them now. And even so, it didn't help. It's not Stam Lom and Nismach HaParsha, like Rashi says, Rol V'Lelok HaMusa. It was even the other way around. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim. straight after this story happened, he felt now is the time to give it. It's hot. I don't know what is Lashon Hara. So the Sefer Siyad HaDishmai brings down what is Rov V'Lailok Chumuso. Rov. So the Gemara says Ezo Yisurim Shalava. So the Gemara says Negoin V'Bomim is a Mandaoma that is Yisurim Shalava. And there's another Mandaoma that is not Yisurim Shalava. The Gemara says the Shaila where you get the Negoin. If you get it in a coffee place, Yisurim Shalava. If it's in public, so it's not Yisurim Shalava. And the Shoyim Alonu Rov and Elok Musa. Like this, they could say Miriam Tzadekas, the Kosh Baruch Hu gave her Yisurim. But then it will not be the place that everyone could see. But the Shoyim Alonu Rov, this is the Digush, Rov and Elok Musa. So I said the Chofetz Chaim says, Givaldi Gezach, he says that what is the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ko Yishiachom Atzas Meraglim," and Kolov didn't get the bracha. So actually, Kolov went to daven the Kivrei Ovis. Chofetz Chaim says, "There's two ways how to fight when you're in a bad place. There's one place that you start to tell them, 'I'm against you. I don't hold from you.' You fight it through. You fight it through. That way, there's no chashash." That you will become a part of them. But it's very dangerous, they can just get up and kill you. They can send the police to beat you up, yeah? So, Mashenken is another word, you play with them. In the government, you sit with them. On the inside, you're mechazek. Then it's mechazek, they don't do nothing to you, they don't break into your yeshivas, they don't beat you up in the street. But, sometimes inside you could get. This is like this. And the first eight said, Yeshua is doing what he has to do. He's fighting it. Koya tzilcho ma'atzas meraglim means that the meraglim of the Chofetz Chaim will not manage to do nothing to you. Not that you will not get. Chofetz Chaim wants to say, not that the pshat that you will not go after them. But you'll be saved. They will not kill you. Chul, they killed Chul. And Chul was not masking the bag. They killed him. Meraglim, I'm just going to claim it. The Gemeinishim Shemayim said they will do it. Kolev, it's not sound that they will do something. But he himself, he needs to go to Kivrei Ovis. Why Yeshua didn't go to Kivrei Ovis? Yeshua's not sound that he will be. He's fighting with them. He's not sound that he will be mushpah from them. So he doesn't need a chizuk in Kivrei Ovis. So the Chofetz Chaim says, the Rashi says that a lot of times we see in the parasha, and it's late, but how much we're asking to speak, to see that one time it says Yeshua before Kolev, one time it says Kolev before Yeshua. So the Rashi, the Lamed Sheshkulim, the Lamed Sheshkulim. Zokta, it's not true. Yeshua was the Nasi. They were not Shkulim. Could be in that time, but Yeshua was not Shkulim. Why is Yeshua was the next after Moshe Rabbeinu? Rabbi Chofetz Chaim, it means that Shkulim, that there's two ways of Shkulim. It's two ma'arachim and avodas Hashem. Not like Chas v'Shalom, if you're the one that is yelling, say that people that are not yelling and screaming and not burning, they're not doing the right way. No, it's two ma'arachim. There's two ways, and every way is right. But Shkulim, there's no might in one way and the other way. There's the first way, you need to be protected that they will not kill you. And the second way, you have to mechazik, you have to go to Kibbutz Ovis to protect yourself. I saw another pshat this week in the Kehelas Yitzchak. He says, "Givaldi Kezach." Vayikol Moshe Lo Yishah Benun Yehoshua. Pasuk Tezayim. Vayikol Moshe Lo Yishah Benun Yehoshua. And the shayla is, why only Yehoshua got a chizuk from Moshe Rabbeinu? Yeah, it's very shvach. It looks like because Moshe Yehoshua was his person, so he gave him support. Yeah, but everyone from time you're a kid, you have this kasha. It's 12 meraglim. Vayikol Moshe Lo Yishah Benun Yehoshua. Or he's weaker from everyone, or because he's closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's closer to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Targum says, Targum Yonason says, "Kadchamia Moshe and Venuse, Kora Moshe Lo Yeshua Benun Yehoshua." He saw that he's an honor. So as an honor, we need help. זה תאר גם ינסה לנזיר התארץ not because Chazal and Venusa so one pshat stab him by Adam will say pshat will say that it says that La'asid Lava you wake up lefi the name first the people that have Aleph will wake up then the people that have a Beis will wake up so you're adding him a Yud maybe he will wake up a bit later because amazing but it says that the Anovim will wake up first so Vali Savar is a Anov so maybe Nish got a Pachat to give him a Yud so, but yeah, so, this doesn't answer the main Shah I'm just saying over the Vitz the Vitz will say Aleph will over but the Shah Vod is on Venus so Ando Zogim I heard once two volume of Chaim Kreisberg Zechat Tzadik Livroch says that and the Sinusa Yishal Schari the Gemara says that was Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu Chorov Beisim why it was two people who were invited each other everyone knows the story the Chule there's another story Kamtzu Bar Kamtzu even Mati does not hear Mr. Menozit yeah and the kids are Amai says so then he went to the king and he said that the Yidnu were married the Malchus so the king said how I'll believe you he said send the animal you'll see they will not check and he went and he made a little line in the eye he cut a little bedukim shebaayim and by the goyim it's not called a mum and by the yidin it's called a mum and they were not want to be makrivit so they bring it to be some mikdash and they checked it and they saw it's a mum so they said what we'll do if we're not checked it so the king will kill us we'll checked it chodesha amas chariye yoyim hu kodshim krevet and Balimumim Kreve so Schari didn't let him to kill it so they said what will do now so we'll kill Kamtza and maybe he will not go back to the king Omar Schari Yomru Matil Mum Bekotchim Yehorek so they didn't shift it and they let him to go back and it was the Gantza Chol so the Gemara and for Sinusri Shal Schari Yechidu Es Beseinu Vesofu Es Echoleinu Vegolim Lebeinu Masayinu so Shara was the Pshat and for Sinusri Shal Schari סתם איזה שווה גמורה, לא עשיתי פשוט, איזה גמורה, אני לא מבין פשוט. אני אהיה, אני אהיה. יאירו בעלי מומים קודשים, זה הפך הפיקוח נפש. תרץ, פיקוח נפש, אבל ביב, אבל ביב, תויס, אין לה לוחה, אז לא רכת על פיקוח נפש. גנץ לעשות שהוא בחורף, אבל אם יאירו מתיר, היא זה זוג מיסה. אבל הוא בגד קודם. אבל יאירו מתיר מו בקודשים מייס. רונג הלוחה, רונג סוגיה. We don't kill a person. But this is a bezunda, not a get in your name. So what's on this Nusa Shul Schari? So the Velt says that the Alochen Beis Din is that the Anav, the Rosh Beis Din says his say in the end. Because people could listen to him. Aber Val Schari was a Anav. So they let him to say in the beginning because he didn't think that he's the Rosh Beis Din. So he would claim Alamo, I'm not the Roish, I have to say first. After he said, no one argued with him. So the Mele, everyone heard what he said, okay, Yaimru. But if Luyutsu, everyone would say in the beginning, you have to kill him, and he would be a Das Mute. So Moshe saw Yeshua as a Anov, so the Mele, he knew that Yeshua would claim that he's the smallest. So he will want to say in the beginning his day when they will sit down to decide. Okay, he's no one, so he has to say his day first. And he will say that the soul is good, so everyone will listen to him. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't have to change all the time. I will take the one that claims that he's the less. Mele, I will speak to Al Mechazik Yeshua, and everyone will follow him. But Rav Kaiser said, I don't know if you're allowed to say it over, but Rav Kaiser told me it's I can say Hashem Rav Kaiser. He said that was the time and Schari Lefima Vegosoi that the Anova said, don't kill him, don't do it. But if he would be a Choy and Klal Yisrael, he would be the manig, he would not let this person to go away and mach his device. So he said, Amol, Bedakis Shebedakis, but this is what the Gemara means. Bedakis, I'm saying, oh, so Reb Chaim Kreis, and I myself would never say such a thing. But Bedakis Shebedakis was a Tviya and a Venusari that he didn't take responsible to what will happen. So this was the time of Yeshua. Yeshua Be'etzim could fear the Milchama. But if Al Yeshua is a Onov, the Fima Drigosa, he would not fear the Milchama that he has to fear against the Meraglim. And this was Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua is the Manik. Everyone knew, Elder the Meir said, Moshe makes Yeshua Machnis. Yeshua is the one that Klal Yisrael will follow, and they would follow, because Yeshua is the next Manik. If he gets up and says we can't go in, there's nothing more to do anymore. So Be'ezim Yeshua, but Yeshua is the honor of Yeshua, will just keep it aside, and Yeshua will not fight. And I'm saying, if he this vote, he said, we'll see later, we'll learn different now in a Chumash in this parasha. Yeshua kept quiet. Kalev was really the one that filled the milchama against the Meraglim. So the Melech Ilu was a pachad, and if he was regosar, that while Yeshua is honored, he would not fight the other Meraglim. And the Melech people would think Yeshua is masking. So this is what the Yonis and Nazir is trying to answer. But the Kehel Yitzchak wants to answer different terms. Again, to the famous question, why Moshe Kehilu, it looks like taking care of his people more for someone else. So he says, Givalda Givot. Be'etzen, everyone had a Negiyah. Chazal say, why the Meraglu Mechoyte? Because they said, if we go in to the Midbar, the Eretz Yisrael will stop to be Nesim. So they wanted to stay in the Midbar. They wanted to stay in the middle. So the Mele, they had Negias, with him at Regosan, that it's better to stay in the middle. And then they became a Pikosin. But it started, first they had bad glasses. They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because they know here we're in the Nesim, and Eretz Yisrael will stop to be in the Nesim. There is no more Nesim. So Eretz Yisrael is no more Machmas, is no more Dgolim. So as they're talking Chazal, right? Amru, Yeshua had the other way around the answer. He knows when he goes into Eretz Yisrael, it's the best for him. He becomes Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machlis. So fuck up, Yeshua wants a baton. He says, first, this is the reason Yeshua didn't get up and start to scream that it's good to go in. And we'll say, Shalom Aleichem, you know, we know, you want to go in. He knew he can't say nothing. So it's time, he's like, it's not like a Elisha Savior. He says, Yeshua couldn't get up and say it's good to go in. So he kept quiet. But he said like this. What happened when Elder the Maidat said Moshe makes Yeshua Machmis? He wanted to kill them. I don't know Moshe call him. Kill him. He was fighting his Negiah. He didn't want. I don't want Moshe makes Yeshua Machmis. So I killed. Yeshua didn't have his Negiah. So he says like this. So I killed. So Yeshua, Yeshua wanted Be'ezim to fight. He doesn't want. He wants Moshe to stay. So he says like this, the Kehilas Yitzchak. All of the Meraglim have a Negiah. Everyone knew the Negiah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was sure that they will know the Negiah, and they'll be aware to the Negiah that they don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael because they want to stay in the scene, and they will fight it. It was very clear that they're going to lose the position. But they're aware about it. But Moshe Rabbeinu sees Yeshua is trying to kill Elder the Medad because he doesn't want that Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say later, Bishas Arvis Moyov, he had to force people to come to the war because they were not masking to make the war because they knew when they make the war, Moshe will die because when they had to kill the Moyov at the end of the 40 years because they knew Moshe is dying when it's finished. Fakat, he was scared that Yeshua will want to stay in the Midbar because he has an idea that Moshe makes Yeshua Machlis. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Yeshua has the biggest Negiah. Because Yeshua doesn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Yeshua doesn't want to be a Nasi. The Rav and Eldad and made that. So the answer goes like this. Yeshua has the opposite Negiah from them. But Yeshua, he saw that he fucked out. He was trying to kill people that are telling him Moshe made Yeshua Machnes. So he for sure will say that. It's going to stay in the middle. So he said, so he had the opposite Negiah. He said, so give up. They will come. And everyone will say, it's Kedai to stay in the Midbar. And I will say, they have Negias. Yeshua will say, I don't have Negias. And even so, I'm telling you, it's Kedai to stay. Because Yeshua's Negias is the opposite. The Meraglim will come and say, you want to stay. Everyone will tell them, we know what you mean. But if Yeshua will say that, everyone will say that it doesn't make sense. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. So maybe Yeshua was a bigger Negias that he will fall for the Atzas Meraglim. Because he will claim, I don't have a Negiah. And he would not realize that his Negiah is L'shem Shomayim, that the Rebbe will stay. Their Negiah was treif. So the Melech, they will fight it. He didn't think that he needs to help them. It's very clear that it's treif. Abu Yeshua has a Negiah, a kosher Negiah. Says Alamo, the kosher Negiah is the worst Negiah. The L'shem Shomayim, Reb Chatzki Levinshtein will say, it says in Chazal, in the Mishneh, Il mole meiroi shel Malchus, Ish es re'eyu chayim blo. Mishneh Noves. So Reb Chatzki, where you see it, in Machlekes L'shem Shomayim. There is no meiroi shel Malchus, there you see Ish es re'eyu chayim blo. So Bemele, the answer is, Moshe had, Yeshua had a Megiyah L'shem Shomayim. For this he was scared. Ve'ikro Moshe lo Hishea binun Yehoshua. So the shaila is, what is the binun Yehoshua? So first it starts the famous Chanukas Abayis, Chanukas Atayrev, the Rebbe Herschel. There once was a shul, and there were missing seats in the shul. So they added in the front, they broke the first wall, the front row, and they added four rows, and then they put again on a Kodesh. So now it's a Machlekes. The people on the first line, they wanted to move to the first benches. And the shul said, no, we added four benches, this is your seats. And then the old day, the way it went, you bought a seat. This is your seat. Now there's new benches to that. So the Rebbe Rebbe should bring a ride that they don't have a schus to move to the top benches. He says, Chazal said that the Ois Yud, Hashem took her away from Sarai, and she was going around, she didn't know what to do. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'll put you by Yehoshua. L'chu, and the hay will tell the youth, Beseda, be in the middle. How you have the right to be in front of me? Then it says, the new letter is not called, the hay stays in its place, the Yisofa goes on top of it. This is what the Rebbe of Hershey Gibaski. So the Stagler would say, Alimol, the Stagler would say it over, that someone is Sarai, the youth doesn't have no dots, right? So if this youth came from Sarai, how it got a shva? So he says, this is the binun. It was benun, and they took they cut off from the segel two dots. So this is like the stipler. He would bring it from a sefer. Every year the stipler would say it over. From this Zaman Zach was binun. So he said, they took the segel, took off two dots, they put it in the Yehoshua, and then it became Yehoshua. Listen, the Rabban on the Torah says that binun is Beloshon Ben Chochmo. Rabban's father was Chochmo, so they called him binun to show him the Chochmo of Yeshua. This is the reason they were Mechana him binun. So Amal HaShaila, I said, the Shaila is, if binun is two words or one word? How much is binun? Two words or one word? Ben Nun says a raya from the member should serve Parshas Ba'alo Yischo. The member says look in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Ches. Count how much words you have in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Ches. This I heard from someone that was Shana V'Pirish. Now Baruch Hashem he came back. But when he was Shana V'Pirish, he told me this word. Yud Aleph Pasuk Chof Ches. Vayan Yehoshua Bin Nun Meshores Meshen Bachur Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kloy. How much words he had here? What? If you call Bin Nun, two words is 11. So the Medrash of Parshas Ba'alo Yischo, because Yehoshua was Meiro Eiro Bifnei Raboi, so connected this Pasuk, they took off 10 words from 10 years from his life, because it's 10 words in this Pasuk. I is 11. He proved from this Medrash that Binun is one word, not two words. So if you have Iksuba, you have Ishtoros, you have to write it in one line, you can't write it in two lines. Like Batsheva is a big Shaila, and they go in, Batsheva has two words and one word. The girl brings a similar raya from Gemara Sanhedrin that it says that Batsheva, she did 13 Maisa Biya, in the Maisa with David, because the Gemara learns Shekilcho v'shloshesra mapos, Biya v'shloshesra mapos, the Gemara says, because in the Pasuk v'tovi Batsheva achadro al HaMelech, it says that 13 words. And if you count Batsheva as 14. So the girl says, we count Batsheva as one word. So he's bringing a raya for the same thing, the Goyim brought a raya from Batsheva. So he brings down this pasuk that binun is one word and not two words.
Why is it bin not ben here?
What?
Why here is it bin not ben?
So here it says Yeshua. Okay, but by us it says Yehoshua, but here.
Yeshua.
Yeah.
should we feel stuck? What should we think?
What? Why?
It's only when you, only when you're putting it onto your shoe.
So here's your shoe. There's your shoes. Here's the shoe binu. I'm the shoe. It's very late, so I'll just finish one more pasuk. It says, "Vayavoyu ad nachal Eshkol, vayiraglu oisa." Look in Yud Gimel pasuk Chof Gimel. Vayalu banegev, vayavoyu ad Hermon, shom Achai v'Talmai, yidian amchav v'shomim. Vayavoyu ad nachal Eshkol, vayikrisu mishom zmeiro v'Eshkol anovim echol, vayisru b'moy b'shnayim min arimoyim v'munateinim. Diskin says, in the beginning the place was Eshkol without a vav. Because they can't call the Nachal Eshkol before they took off the Eshkol. So it says it was two different places. Before it was Eshkol, then it was Eshkol. So this is with a vav and this is without a vav. But this is what we're going to Diskin. When you call Nachal Eshkol without a vav, when you call Eshkol with a vav, when you call Mokim Ahu Nachal Eshkol. Other is Eshkol. So someone asked me that in Chumash Dvarim it's not so gishmak. In Chumash Dvarim, I can take it Dvarim a second later. In Chumash Dvarim, when it says that they came to, it says the story of the Meraglim, and Perik Aleph, Pasuk Chof Dalet, Vayifnu v'yalu ahor v'yavoyu ad nachal eshkoy. There it says without a vav, it says very gishmak. But Rashi there says, Magid shenikro Hashem Sofer. If you're the Mario Diskin, you don't have to say it. Because it's not Hashem Sefer. Here it says also, but out of off. And Rashi says, Nikol Hashem Sefer. Okay, the Mario Diskin is a like Rashi. And we're going to go to Eshkol. This is Mario Diskin. So it says, interesante zach. Rashi says, Chof Gimel. Ve'isu b'moit. Lefi shekol atzosom lehoitzi dibo niskavnu. Kishem shepiryo meshuno kach amo meshuno. They took it to show. They didn't mean to show that Eretz Yisrael is good. They meant to show that Eretz Yisrael is bad. So, I forgot. So, Chaim Ehrenpreis says a gewaltig word. Says in Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim in Aleph. Look at Pasuk Aleph. Vayifnu and Perik Aleph Pasuk Chof Dalet. Vayifnu vayalu ahoro. Is that later? It's okay.
Yeah.
Vayavoyu ad nachal Eshkol vayiraglu oisa. What does that? They went to Eretz Yisrael 40 days and they came to Nachal Eshkol vayiraglu oisa. What they did? They went under the ground there. Underground. What they did there? Vayiraglu oisa. He says. Losuras to visit. Meragel is come to say the bad stuff inside, right? Moshe didn't send them to bring bad stuff back. Losuras ha'oretz, it tells that it's good. Not to look that it's bad. Vayavoyu l'nachal Eshkol and they saw the fruits, then the switch. Say, you know what? We will take this to be bad. Vayiraglu oisa. So here the pasuk switched. Vayavoyu, vayifnu v'yalu l'nachal Eshkol, vayiraglu oisa. So before that is not. It was anoshim ha'olchim lo suras ha'oretz. But the chetzev meragel is all about to bring the bad. So Rashi taka says, kavanosom l'ro, the chetzev was l'nachal Eshkol. We'll stop here.